The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they are intended to make you smile. That's a nice thing, a smile. It makes you feel better. It makes you feel better inside. It makes people feel better who see you. Smile. It's okay. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. That ought to make you smile right there. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Probably won't, but can if we decide to be doers and not just hearers of the word. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Again, I went over my bill. I'm asking the same question. And also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That experience. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, maybe you have a praise report, a prayer request, maybe you got a question about something the Lord's working on in your life, or you just want to share about something that the Lord is working on in your life, all are welcome. We really encourage you to reach out to us. You call 972-445-0770, and when you call 972-445-0770, you reach first Amazing Jennifer. Da da da.
That's me. Hello.
There you go. I give you a da 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 at the end.
I appreciate it.
Instead of doing the amazing.
Change it up every day.
Yeah. Just something different all the time. Yeah. You can text us, by the way, live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Everything seems to be working well on that end, as well as you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org, which leads us to our website. Great place to get some general information, some encouragement, videos, audios, pictures, gives you an idea of what we're, who we are, what we're doing, what we're thinking, and then some goofy statements every so often, and also a place to give if that's what the Lord puts on your heart. We encourage you to go to hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so don't hesitate to check that out. That's always good. By the way, if you're real uncomfortable with like sending an email, on the website, you're able to fill in a form. Nobody gets that information but us. And then also you can put prayer requests and things of that nature on the website. They come directly to us. We pray over them. We have a little box there that says private or public. If it says private, we don't share that with anybody. We just pray. It doesn't matter what it is. We don't tell anybody. So the idea behind that is for people to have an avenue to reach out and to have others encourage and strengthen them and pray for them. You know, one of the things that is amazing is when we are praying for other people, you kind of get involved in their lives. If you do something better than just say, oh, yeah, help all the believers. That's kind of broad. Kind of wide, you know, but if you get involved in individual lives, you know, I mean, we had Samson share a great testimony. If you say, hey, I thank you for keeping him safe, and he got to share that, it makes me feel safe, and just whatever the case may be, that connects you to the people and to the body, and that is an important part of things. Speaking of connecting to the body, I thought I'd give you a quick update. Yesterday was Easton Scott's birthday, and he's 2 years old as of yesterday, so I had a chance to talk to my daughter last night, so giving you kind of a brief update. He's doing a lot better than anybody ever anticipated. We've given some money that he can have kind of a therapeutic chair that will help him be able to walk and be able to stand up and have more muscle movement. And I was talking to my daughter, and you can tell she's weary. I'm a dad. I'm not dumb. I looked at her, and I can just see that it's put a lot on her. But she also has a greater or a more genuine, or the word I'm looking for is a more pure, authentic faith in Jesus Christ. And as difficult as that sounds, or as hard as that is for people to understand, that is gold on every level. Easton's doing better, but the kids are doing even better in the Lord. And I would think that if we're thinking about the whole point being eternity-driven and a quality relationship walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, then my daughter is doing excellent, and she has an excellent family, and I'm very proud of all of them, including her husband and the other kids who are amazing. I mean, these kids are amazing with Easton. So Addiebug is just fantastic. He does just a great job. She does a great job of just loving on him, and it's just really, I don't know, it's just really a blessing just to watch that, and you get to watch it through the phone. So just touched. I thought it was cool. Sorry, that's how I feel. Okay, thanks. All right, the other thing I need is prayer. I always need prayer. And I need prayer because I had a meeting today with another professor from the school. So I've had two meetings with professors. Let me be totally honest with you. After I was done with that meeting, I looked at my wonderful wife, Noelle, and I said, I have not a clue. You ever have that happen? Did you ever in your life thought, I don't know? That's what happened. So I'm just asking for prayer. I'm not concerned. I just want to follow the Lord, just like everybody else wants to follow the Lord. And what I'm looking for is just clarity, and it is in regards to this last project. So I'm just really praying. I want to make sure to do it right. The professor was really happy that I'm doing this ahead of time. He said he gets involved with people that do these projects at the last minute. They make a decision on it. I want to make sure that the steps I take are as ordered from the Lord as they can be. So just keep me in prayer in that. I would greatly appreciate it. All that to say, it's I think we have Read and Ramble in there. Do you have a Read and Ramble? Let's go ahead and play that Read and Ramble.
Well, I'm ramblin'.
Okay, there you go. By the way, I didn't mention Isaiah Anthony, and I probably should have done that when we were talking about Eddie Bug. So if they're listening, I didn't mean to leave you out, buddy. I'm sorry. See how you got to be? You got to just, it's just like everybody has to have a candy cane. Okay. Let's get into this text. I'm going to back it up a couple of verses and then run into this kind of like a ramp is the way I want to do it. Here's what Paul said in Colossians chapter 3. This would be starting basically at verse 5. Put to death, therefore, the components of your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. We talked about that last week. Verse 7, when you lived among them, you used to also walk in these ways, but now you must put aside all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your mouth. Do not lie with one another. Do not lie as in lies and tell lies. Here's something everybody should catch. We used to live as the world lived. We used to be those people that were worldly. And when we were living among them, there was not really a standard because, as you know, before you became a Christian, you didn't have much of a standard. Or if you were kind of being in a rebellious phase of your life, then you would have had a little bit of a less than standard. But the truth is that Christians are called to a higher standard of living, whether they think that's fair or not. God's not asking people if life is fair. God just gives people the gift of life, and they should just appreciate that and leave it alone. The idea behind this is that the scripture's telling us, look, when you lived among them, you used to walk in those ways that they used to walk in. But you can't do that anymore. You got to put that that stuff aside. That's got to go to the other side. You can't walk like that. And then he does something that's very interesting, and because of time, I'm just going to kind of highlight it. But he lists six items: anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, and lying. First and foremost, filthy language is not swear words. I know people want it to be swear words, but it's not. It's dark speech or it's cursing. It's things of that nature. It's not really slang. But that's all right. If you want to use it for the slang part, I don't have a problem with that. Here's where you got to watch it. Anger, rage, malice, which lead to slander, filthy language, and lying to one another. Three of these things have to do with our mouth. Uh-oh. And one of the things that you and I need to recognize is how we speak speaks a lot of whose we are. The words that we use. Now, I'm not talking about when you're joking with one another, unless it's lewd or crude. It shouldn't be that way. But I'm not talking about when you're joking with one another or when we're making puns or having fun like that. We're not talking about that at all. There's something else that's going on in this text, and it has to do with this idea of anger and rage and malice. It's like you've been scorned and you're mad and you're going to respond with slander and filthy language and cursing. And all you have to do is consider the last election, and it doesn't matter which side you pick. It does not matter which side you pick. You cannot tell the difference between people who are operating in anger, rage, and malice when they're using slander, filthy language, and lies. You can't tell the difference between what one political party and the other because these are all works of the flesh. And Christians should not be connected to that. So even if you're mad or you don't think your guy won or you don't like how it turned out, you still have to be a Christian in your everyday walk and talk. Okay, we're going to take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's incredible. And it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple. And there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, David, this is Al.
Hi, brother. I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
I just wanted to call, so I wanted to try to get this answer in.
All right, that's a good one. I don't know if you had a chance to hear that with Matt or not, but boy, I like that guy. He's got a, you know, he's committed to the doctrine. I love people that are committed.
I don't know. Will you put his website on Facebook or on your website?
I can put
something?
It. I'll put it on our website. Give them a link, and okay. I'll make sure I got to get permission because I don't want to do anything where they're not. You know, I try to be really careful, but I don't think they'll have any problem with that. So we won't take anything. It's good for apologetics, and we're going to use some of it. All right, here you go. Here you go. Here's your first one. Who had a late night visit from an angel who assured him that he would be safe aboard a storm tossed ship?
I don't think this is right, but I'm going to go with Peter.
So close. What's the other name that's really close to that?
Paul?
Yes, that's it. There he is. All right, that's in Acts chapter 27, verse 23 and 24. Before they had the shipwreck at the end there at 28, he said, "To relax, everybody's going to be fine. Nobody's going to die on the ship. You're all going to end up at this island, you know." And so he was telling everybody to calm down. That's the person who had the late night visit. Now, Peter did have a visit from an angel in prison in Acts 12. So you could make an argument that that was part of the answer too, but that's why we went to the safe aboard a storm-tossed ship. That's that's where we get the definition. So, good shot, though.
Very good.
Very good, my brother. You know how much I appreciate it. Good job.
Yeah, and I'll never forget that answer.
You will never forget that. Paul. This is Paul.
That's right.
Excellent job, my brother. I appreciate it.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, getting ready for our first trivia question. Okay, get ready. The original first one was really hard, so I thought, man, I gotta change that. Here you go. Who asked Jesus, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Who asked that question? They were disciples of a certain person. Who asked that question? If you think you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483, or of course you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I will let you know that I sent Bill M, that's all I'm saying, the rough draft on the book, and so that book has been sent out, and he's going to look at it, and when he first looks at it, he's going to go, "Okay, Dave, you're nuts." Okay, that's fine. And then he's going to work on it and send it back to me, and then I'm going to work on it some more, and then we're going to release it, so I'll give you all the dates and the information, plus we'll put it on the website. It's just going to be a free Kindle book, period, free. All right. And because it's free and it's actually costing a little money, there might be a mistake or two in there. That's all I'm going to say. If I was doing this for my doctorate, it would be perfect. It would be perfect. But I'm not doing that for that. I'm doing that as a labor of love. In the meantime, let's not forget our DNA. DNA is pretty important for us to operate in on a regular and daily basis. We always start with that because it's important for you and I to keep that in our minds. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Ding, 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 ding. Daily double. Ding, 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 ding. That's the key right there. You got to do it daily. Christianity is not Wednesday night and Sunday morning, okay? Number two, N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his word. So the problem there is that not everybody understands all of the word, but that doesn't mean that you should ever be ashamed of it, because Jesus said, "Anybody who's ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of him before my Father." It's like, yeah, that's bad. Don't do that, okay? Bad idea. And then the third part of it, the A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve! So that means that you're putting yourself in a position where the Lord can use you. So you're north, south first, because you want the Lord to be able to use you. And then you take what the Lord uses in you and you go east, west. Yeah, that's how you reach other people. And you're there and prepared to be used by the Lord for whatever capacity. Not everything that the Lord has you do has this big shining spotlight behind it, right? Somebody has to clean up after the parade, right? It's just what it is, okay? So we want to all be servants and do the best we can in that process. That's the DNA, all right? Let me ask the question one more time. We got people texting in, which I love. I will ask it again. Who asked Jesus, "How is it?" This is a group of people that asked Jesus, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Okay? All I can tell you is that these people that asked were disciples of somebody. If you think you know the answer, again, you could call 972-445-0770 or text in 214-210-8483. This next section I'm going to teach on, I cannot do justice to. I've heard preachers all my life, teachers, academics, brilliant academics, not brilliant academics, say, you know, you really shouldn't teach something that you can't live. Well, that's the dumbest thing ever, primarily because nobody's as good as the gospel. So let's just kind of put that one to bed, okay? Like, what? How can I, David, be as good as the greatest story ever told to mankind? I can't be. We'll just leave that alone. But this portion here is absolutely critical for us to understand. Remember, we just went through these, these are, six characteristics we got to be disconnected from: anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your mouth, and then do not lie to one another. And three of these six have to do with words that we use, and it has to do with attitudes that are inside of us. And then this is what Paul writes: since you have, watch this, taken off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of its creator. Let's take this apart just little by little so we don't have to kind of eat the sandwich all at once. Paul says to do two things: take something off and put something on. Okay? I don't think it's complex for you and I to understand. Most of us, when we get ready for bed, take off our work clothes and put on the clothes we're sleeping in. Unless you had one of those days where you just end up sleeping in your clothes. I get it. But typically, if you're going to go out and go swimming, you'll take off the clothes you have and you'll put on the clothes you're going to wear for swimming, right? If you're going to exercise, you take off the clothes you're wearing and you put on the clothes that you're going to exercise with, which are usually less stellar than the ones you wear throughout the day. The idea is to take something off and put something on. And that's what he's talking about. He's not saying that you should wear them both at the same time. He's saying we are supposed to literally take off, or even in the Greek it could mean throw off, the old self. You see, your old self positionally is crucified, but it has not been fully reclaimed as crucified yet, so it's still sticking around, kind of hanging out, and you've got to put off the old you. And by the way, that's why when you visit the old neighborhood, it's just as bad as it ever was. It kind of explains that. And you got to get off the old you and get into the new you. And what does the scripture say? If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are past. Well, what about when the days when you wake up and you're not really operating in Christ? Well, then it's just the old you. It's the old you not doing very many good things or having very many good thoughts. So Paul's very specific. It's like, look, take off the old you. Got that? Put on the new you. Take off the old one that's crucified positionally and practically. It has no authority in your life. And you put on the new nature, the born-again nature. You walk in the fullness of the Spirit and not the sinfulness of the flesh. Do that. Now, if you look at this text and you read it and you understand him saying, okay, take off one, put on another, that gives a lot of power to you and me, which means we take off one and put on a— he doesn't say this. He says, you do this. You must put aside things like this. Since you have taken off the old, put on the new. Take off the old, put on the new. Now, the rest of the verse is what I love the most, because it says this: you put on the new, which is, this is the new you, being renewed. Oh, good. This is the new me being renewed. How's that happening? In the knowledge of the image of the Creator. Well, where do you find the knowledge of the image of God? Well, you find it in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, but you find the full— then that's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John— but you find the fullness of the image of our Creator God in the Word of God. And so one of the things that people miss, I know, it's like, oh, there they are again, trying to get people just to read their Bible. But what you got to get is that Bible contains the knowledge of the image of your Creator, and that's one of the ways you put on the new you, is you make the decision to walk with your mindset and your heart set towards the kingdom of God. You walk in the newness of life, and then you feed your new you through the Word of God. You know that new spirit, that born-again spirit? He's hungry. She's hungry. Feed the word of God, which is more important than bread, Jesus said. Just think about that. Just wait, what? And yes, he did say, I cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But bread will only keep you alive for 7 days. God's word will keep you alive with God for eternity. Oh, well, there you go. Because you get to learn about Jesus. Here's the key. We want the new us renewed in the image of the knowledge of our Creator. And that knowledge of the image of our Creator is in Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. Love God. You want to know what God's like? There you go. And the more we engage with that, the more we strengthen the new us, the stronger the new us walks. And it's not just growing up. I know I wish I wish it was just getting older did that. That's not true. It's growing up in the Lord that does that, not just getting older. You got to be more seasoned. Scripture even chides Christians throughout. You should be more seasoned this. You should be further along. And this is one of the ways that we go about that. Again, I'm the very same guy as you are that goes to church and the preacher gets up. And I love so many preachers. But they're like, you know, read the Bible. And it's like, you got to tell them why. Why to read the Bible? Because that's the food for the new you that gives you the ability to walk in the newness of life. And your new creation helps you overcome sin, gives you a better connection to God. Plus, you can hear the voice of God because you know what God sounds like because you're in His Word. And His Word is breathing in you. And He breathed into His Word. And it's breathing into you. And oh my goodness, I can go on and on and on. You'd be hard-pressed to believe that I drink Calm Me Down tea for every show. It's true, though. Jennifer can testify. I have the calm down tea for every show. A big cup. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is put on the new you and make sure that you have that new you being renewed in the knowledge of the image of its Creator, which is the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ Himself, who's also called the Word. Isn't that all great? All right. I got to give, where are we at? Are we at the thing? Okay. The disciples of John, that's who asked Jesus that question. How come we're fasting and the Pharisees are fasting, but your guys aren't fasting? Okay. I think they were feeling a little left out. All right, folks, take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Okay, let's do a little bit of history, and then we've got our last teaching. Let's set up history.
Let's go live in
All right. Unlike most of the times, I'm going to do an honorable mention because there are a couple of days that are worthy of honorable mention. First and foremost, it is Trivia Day. I mean, come on. Trivia Day. That's what we do. Hey, Bible trivia. Hey, it is also National Spaghetti Day. So I don't know
yummy.
How I feel about it. Yummy. You like spaghetti big time? Huge? Wait,
were you about to say you don't know how you feel about spaghetti?
Well, I don't know if it has its own day, but let me ask you, do you like spaghetti like with stuff in it or just spaghetti by itself?
Anything. Like it can have stuff in it, stuff out.
Wow.
I will eat spaghetti with the sauce as long as there's sauce and no just.
So meat. You're a big spaghetti fan, like I'm a pizza fan.
Yes. Love carbs.
We're just going to go out one day and just do pizza and spaghetti. We got to go to an all-you-can-eat pizza and spaghetti thing.
Can it be a National Carbs Day?
Yes.
Yes.
We have to find one of those.
A woman.
All right. Here is a woman.